Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the left fielder, George Watkins. Batting third, the second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ripper Collins. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Ernie Orsatti. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dizzy Dean. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Dizzy Dean. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third, the right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Smith. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Smith. Watkins moves to second. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Watkins moves to third. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Smith, and towards Gerges, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heck. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Gelbert applying the tag. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Taylor. Orsatti reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Heck. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Orsatti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Watkins. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Watkins steals second. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Orsatti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert hits a line drive towards center. Taylor chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Taylor. Wilson moves to third. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman bunts towards second. Frisch picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Frisch. Hack moves to third. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. Herman moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman scores. Richborg moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Frisch hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman bunts towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack scores. Richborg moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops it up and throws to first, with Dean covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Orsatti hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gelbert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Taylor. Gelbert reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Dizzy Dean. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Gelbert scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Adams moves to second. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Frisch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Taylor who is chasing the ball. Frisch reaches third base with a triple. Adams scores. Watkins goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cubs. Charlie Root now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Frisch scores. That run is unearned. It's Cardinals, 6, Cubs, 6. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Bottomley moves to second. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Orsatti takes first base on ball 4. Bottomley moves to third. Collins moves to second. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Benny Frey now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gelbert bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Adams takes first base on ball 4. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Watkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Watkins moves to second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hack moves to third. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Richborg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watkins. Richborg reaches second base with a double. Hack scores. Herman scores. It's 8-6, Cubs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Collins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Collins. Richborg scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 9-6, Cubs. Jesse Haynes now pitching. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Taylor steals third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. There goes Stevenson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Stevenson scores. It's 11-6, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Gerges moves to third. It's 12-6, Cubs. Tex Carlton now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Orsatti takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gelbert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Cardinals 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Pepper now playing left field. George Watkins now playing center field. Eddie Delker now playing second base. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carlton. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Gelbert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades pinch hits for Tex Carlton. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. Watkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Watkins reaches second base with a double. Eddie Delker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Delker reaches second base with a double. Watkins scores. It's 12-7, Cubs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and St. Louis Cardinals, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.